Let's just pray before we start. Father, we thank you and praise you for all that you mean to us. As we come now to look at your word, I ask you to speak to us. Lord, will you use the words you've inspired me to write down to speak to people's hearts today, and speak to me as well, Lord. Lord, may we hear from you and may we respond in Jesus' name. Amen. So as I said, we're going to be looking at this verse. Has anyone noticed, by the way, that this is our verse of the month for July? So if you happen to go down the passageway out there, you'll see that the notice boards, Ruth has been doing a wonderful job sorting out the notice boards out there in the passageway. And on the notice boards, there is now a verse of the month. And our verse of the month for July is this one. Obviously, August will be next week, so keep an eye on the verse of the month out there. It will be changing next week. But thank you, Ruth, for what you've done out there. So I want to look at this verse. What does it mean in my life, in your life today? Let's start by putting it in context. I'm going to read from Romans chapter 15, starting at verse 5. May the God who gives endurance and encouragement give you the same attitude of mind towards each other that Jesus Christ had, so that with one mind and one voice you may glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Accept one another then, just as you, as Christ accepted you, in order to bring praise to God. For I tell you that Christ has become a servant of the Jews on behalf of God's truth, so that the promises made to the patriarchs might be confirmed, and moreover, that the Gentiles might glorify God for his mercy. So just let me explain there. If any of you are not biblically trained in any way or not been a Christian very long, you might not know what Gentiles are. We are Gentiles. People who are not born into the Jewish faith are Gentiles. So this letter is being written to the Romans, and that church was full of people who were from Jewish faith and also people who had then converted to be Christians, and people who were Gentiles, non-Jewish, who had become Christians. And so he says, as it is written, therefore I will praise you among the Gentiles. I will sing the praises of your name. Again it says, rejoice you Gentiles with his people. And again, praise the Lord, all you Gentiles. Let all the peoples extol him. And again, Isaiah says, the root of Jesse will spring up, one who will arise to rule over the nations. In him the Gentiles will hope. And then it comes to our verse. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. And so we see that that verse comes at the end of that piece where he's explaining to everybody there how to live in unity together. And it's a prayer that he prays, a blessing that he prays over his readers. I found this explanation online. Paul understood that the idea he was suggesting, the peaceful coexistence between Jews and Gentiles, would challenge the early believers to their core, breaking down established walls of racial and ethnic prejudice would require divine intervention. For the first time in history, people of Jewish and Gentile backgrounds were fellowshipping in their homes and partaking in meals together. If they were to have any hope of loving one another and living in joyful unity, they would need supernatural power supplied by the Holy Spirit to inundate their entire being. And so, as I say, Paul ends that passage with this prayer over them. We have it recorded in the Bible, so that means it's a prayer for us as well today. So Paul starts with, "May the God of hope." God is the source of hope in a world filled with hopelessness and despair. Paul tells us to draw from a well of hope that never runs dry. God is both the source and sustainer of our hope. Describing God as the God of hope reminds us that even when the future seems uncertain, unpredictable, God's steadfast love and faithfulness is always there for us. He is always working things together for good. As it says in Romans 8:28, "And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him." That's even when we can't see it or believe it. So may the God of hope fill you with what? With all joy and peace. Joy. Not a happy, clappy joy. Not reliant on our emotions. But a deep gladness of heart that comes from knowing God and being filled with the Holy Spirit. So that we have joy, as we've said, one of the fruit of the Spirit. Joy that is deep. That transcends all that's going on around us. That deep knowledge that I am God's and he is never going to leave me. He'll always be there for me. He's never going to let me down, as we just sang. That security that I am held. Peace, in a similar way to joy, peace is a deep-rooted feeling that I'm okay. God has me. Romans 5:1 says, "Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." It's a big word, isn't it, justified? I remember my RE teacher, Malcolm Hickford. I knew him then before I knew him when I came here. He was an elder here, for those who don't know. I remember him teaching me in RE class about justified, just as if I'd never sinned. Jesus has taken away all our guilt and shame, and we are cleansed, able to come before our Heavenly Father, acceptable in his sight, because we are forgiven and cleansed by the blood of Jesus. We have peace with God. The peace that passes understanding, as described in Philippians 4:7. "Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus." So, fill you with all peace, joy and peace as you what? As you trust in him. As we believe in God, as we have faith in God, as we trust him, he fills us with joy and peace. Last week, Tony spoke to us, didn't he, about trusting God. He was talking about the first disciples, ordinary fishermen, who trusted Jesus when he told them to follow him, because they could see his character. Can you trust Jesus will never let you down? Can you trust he is always with you? Can you trust him enough to do what he asks you to do, knowing you can trust him to be with you, helping you always? Can you trust him to be there for you in whatever you face this week? That's the promise he makes. and he doesn't break his promises. We sang at the second song today, the chorus, yesterday, today, and forever. You are the same. You never change. Yesterday, today, and forever, you are faithful. And I'm going to say, I will trust in you. Personalize it. I will trust in you. Our God is a faithful God. I know he's never let me down. I have no reason to think he will now. I can trust him completely. He never changes. He is faithful. Keep those words. Get them into your heart and into your head. Next time you're faced with uncertainty, remind yourself who it is we believe, who we trust in, who we serve. He is trustworthy. Trust in him. Why? This is one of those so that's. You know, I like my so that's, don't I? So that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. To overflow or abound, as it's also translated, refers to an overflowing of hope that is far beyond all human capacity to produce or describe. The original Greek verb means to run over, be wealthy, have more than enough, transcending all boundaries. Let me read that again. To run over, to be wealthy, have more than enough, transcending all boundaries. That was just like a wow moment when I read that. Isn't that amazing? That's how much God wants us to have this hope. Something else to get in our heads and remember. There's no half measures with God. Seems to make this verse even more special to me. Hope. I found this online. Hope is defined as the expectation that some desire will be fulfilled. In Scripture, hope always focuses forward with confident expectation or firm belief in the fulfillment of God's promises. It is not to be confused with wishful thinking. The believer's hope is a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ, of an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade. This inheritance is kept in heaven for you. And that comes from 1 Peter chapter 1, 3 to 4. We abound in hope as we look forward to that wonderful day when the glory of our great God and Saviour, Jesus Christ, will be revealed. That comes from Titus chapter 2, verse 13. In the New Living Translation, the prayer, the verse we've been looking at says, I pray that God, the source of hope, will fill you completely with joy and peace because you trust in him. Then you will overflow with confident hope through the power of the Holy Spirit. I think maybe that makes it even clearer. It's a heartfelt prayer and blessing for believers to experience the fullness of God's hope, joy, and peace by the power of the Holy Spirit. When faced with moments of uncertainty, we must continue to depend on the power of the Holy Spirit. For without him, we can do nothing. Paul wants us to step back and focus on the bigger picture. Because of our great hope in Jesus, because we have trusted in him for our salvation, our lives are to be filled to overflowing with joy and peace in believing. Someone sent me this on WhatsApp. It quoted our verse and then went on to say, when we put our trust in God, he fills us with joy and peace. This is a powerful prayer that as we believe in him, we will overflow with joy and peace by the and hope by the Holy Spirit's power. And again, oh, Imagine being so full of joy, peace, and hope that it overflows from your life, bringing smiles to those around you. People notice how we react, how we cope in different situations. They notice how we live. That's when they see the difference Jesus makes in our lives. I pray that they see Jesus in me. I pray that he stops me when I want to react badly or angrily. I pray that he fills me each day so that I can be so full of joy, peace, and hope that it overflows from my life, bringing smiles to those around me. Let's pray. Lord, we ask for your blessings of peace and joy to saturate our hearts. Fill us with an unwavering faith and a steadfast hope, even in the midst of trials and tribulations. Strengthen our spirits that we may persevere and overcome any obstacles that come our way. Grant us the courage to trust in your promises and the assurance that you are always with us. In Jesus' name, amen.